This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the highest flying companies in this country's fracking boom of the past decade or so isn't anymore. The natural gas pioneer Chesapeake Energy out of Oklahoma City was once worth $37 billion. Today, it's struggling under a mountain of debt, trying to compete as oil prices are historically low, and trying to reorganize under Chapter 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. Given everything, right? More oil and gas companies are probably going to find themselves in the same situation at some point in the next year or two. And that is going to mean a whole lot of open and untended oil and gas wells. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
When any drilling company goes under, it's supposed to have money set aside to seal up its holes in the ground, its wells. But in reality, the EPA estimates that companies have abandoned some 3 million wells across the country.
I've definitely seen hydrocarbons coming out, from bubbling to films of oil.
Mary Kang teaches civil engineering at McGill University in Montreal. She says to stop an old well from leaking, it's important to cement key underground sections or zones.
In the shallow zones, you might have groundwater. In deeper zones, you might have different pockets of oil and gas.
She says it can cost up to $1 million to plug a well. Most states require companies to set aside far less than that. So when drillers go under and walk away, taxpayers are on the hook. Daniel Ramey at the research group Resources for the Future thinks the number of so-called orphan wells will grow with the recession.
Everyone I've talked to who's knowledgeable about this issue expects that the list will grow substantially in the coming months and years. Everyone expects that existing state funds will not be sufficient.
But what about federal money to seal wells and create jobs to do it? The proposals out there now, says Ken Wagner. He's Oklahoma's Secretary of Energy and Environment.
The idea of helping displaced oil and gas workers get back to work and provide environmental benefit to the state, in my mind, is a great use of money.
The government estimates that sealing every abandoned well would cost up to $435 billion. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.